In this bulletin, Sudanese officials outline the conditions that must be met for the nation to agree to a ceasefire deal. The health minister defends the public sector's $250 billion annual wages bill. And in football, Maccabi Tel Aviv fans protest being blocked from the team's match against Aston Villa over concerns of violence. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. The Sudanese army says it will accept a truce if Sudan's paramilitary Rapid Support Forces fighters withdraw from civilian areas and disarm. Earlier today, the RSF agreed to a humanitarian truce proposed by the United States and Arab mediators for a humanitarian ceasefire, saying it is open to talks about ending hostilities. Both the RSF and Sudanese army have agreed to various ceasefire proposals in the past, but none have succeeded. Mujahid Bar el-Din is among those displaced by fighting.
We hope that things would go back to what they used to be and for people to go back to their lands. War is not good, I swear to God. People were destroyed, youths were lost, and families were lost. We don't have anything to say. We just want the country to be fixed. We wish the country would be fixed, for people to return to their lands and to live in peace and security.
The latest ABS Australian Bureau of Statistics report reveals a 9.5% increase in the federal public sector's wage and salary bill. Health Minister Mark Butler has defended the $250 billion wages, telling Channel 7 the federal government has been increasing public service numbers where service levels need to be improved.
Well, I think the governor of the Reserve Bank made it clear that the public demands, the public spending, was less of a contribution to what was happening with prices across the economy. So that story that I know Susan Lee's been trying to get up just is false and was contradicted by the Reserve Bank governor. Our wages deal for public servants, I think, is very reasonable. It's in line with community standards. About 11% over 3 years is a pretty moderate wages deal.
A man has died in a workplace incident at a construction site in the New South Wales Hunter region. Police say the 45-year-old man was standing behind a parked truck when he was hit by a material transfer vehicle on the side of the Raymond Terrace Extension Project on the New England Highway at Taro. The man died at the scene and is yet to be formally identified. The truck driver involved has been taken to Maitland Hospital for mandatory testing. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has announced $23 million in investment to tackle youth crime in the state. This as the New South Wales government begins coordinating efforts to end reoffending in regional communities. The Premier says the government is in partnership with local organisations to put children on a better path.
What we're trying to do with this program is listen to the community, understand what has worked, and then put some money into it. Put the kind of investment in it that sees it grow in the years ahead. We're very interested in this program. There's some similar initiatives in other towns that we'd love to back.
Education Minister Jason Clare has announced the number of Australian students starting university next year will be at a record high of approximately 9,500. The federal government's Universities Accord set a target for 80% of the workforce to have a tertiary qualification by 2050, up from about 60% today. The additional places will be allocated by the Australian Tertiary Education Commission and will mark a 4.1% growth on this year's numbers. Mr. Clare also announced a new investment in the Western Sydney suburb, Fairfield.
This Fairfield hub has been open now for more than a year, but what it does now, the services it provides for young people here in Fairfield, is much more than ever before because of the $3.2 million that we're investing in this hub to provide more kit and more people to help young people in our local community to get the skills that they need, that we need.
Labor has also announced an extra $66.9 million to more than double the number of university study hubs in suburbs and towns around Australia, Another 7 of the hubs will be opened before the end of the year in Fairfield and Liverpool in New South Wales and in Northam in Western Australia, Beenleigh in Queensland, Kangaroo Island in South Australia and Sorrel in Tasmania, as well as Norfolk Island. To sport now and in football's Europa League, almost a dozen people have been arrested outside a politically charged game between Aston Villa and Israeli club Maccabi Tel Aviv in the UK. West Midlands police say 11 people, all male, have been taken into custody for alleged racially aggravated public offences at an otherwise largely peaceful protest which took place outside the stadium in Birmingham. Aston Villa beat the visiting team 2-0, which Maccabi fans were stopped from attending. Itai Gal is a Maccabi fan who says the game would have been peaceful if both teams' supporters could have participated.
I think that it will be as peaceful as any other game in the United Kingdom. I think there will be... we have nothing against Aston Villa as a club or their fans. We wanted to come and take part of a celebration of football for us tonight. And we've been robbed of our opportunity to do so.
And those are the latest headlines from the SBS Newsroom.